It's Tuesday, February 13th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Western mainstream media outlets are providing North Korea with the most glowing and positive news coverage during the Olympics. National Review provides a list of stories from Reuters, The Washington Post, The New York Times, AP, and ABC News that have gone out of their way to commend the brutal dictatorship. In the book Eyes of the Tailless Animals, eyewitness Soon Ok Lee reports that she saw Christians in North Korean prison camps trampled to death by order of prison guards, drowned in tanks of human feces, and tortured to death with molten metals poured over them. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." American missionary Andrew Brunson recently penned a letter to his wife and said that he could not, quote, "bear the thought of growing old without her," end quote, as he suffers in a Turkish prison. The Worldview spoke to Cece Heil, executive senior counsel at the ACLJ, about the Brunson case. She said that prison has taken a huge toll on him.
As you can imagine, I'm sure Pastor Brunson, any prison would not be a good situation for an innocent person. Being in a foreign country in Turkey, I'm sure that Pastor Brunson sitting in prison for over a year, almost a year and a half, it just has to be wearing on him, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. I can't imagine the wear and the pressure and the concern that it causes for him.
Heil also shared the most pressing prayer requests regarding Brunson's case.
Praying for justice in this matter and that he would be released quickly back to his family. Praying just against discouragement and hopelessness. His most recent letter to Noreen stated, his wife, "I love you and can't handle the thought of growing old in this place without you." He's separated from his wife. He's separated from his three children.
Pray for a meeting between Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Turkish President Recep Erdogan, and the Turkish Foreign Minister taking place later this week. A Christian teacher in the UK was fired for answering a question regarding her views of homosexuality in a classroom. Recently, Svetlana Powell lost her appeal at the Employment Tribunal. According to details of the case as presented by the Christian Legal Center, Powell told the student that homosexuality was against God's will, but God loves everybody anyway. When asked about hell, the Christian teacher refused to acknowledge God's judgment. However, she still lost her position with the government-funded academy. Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, is teaming up with Planned Parenthood this March for an event intended to promote abortion. Sponsored by the school's theater department, it will present abortion